Hello and welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. Recently, many first grade classrooms in Jordan School District looked more like lively senior centers because students and staff were celebrating the first 100 days of the school year by dressing up as if they were 100 years old. On this episode of the Supercast, we talk with some very impressive silver-haired students at Silvercrest Elementary School about their 100th day costumes. Find out what they say about the aging process and when someone is considered old. We're going to start, however, with some teachers who also look aged to perfection on the 100th day of school. I'm here with the first grade teachers here at Silvercrest. I cannot stop smiling and laughing looking at them, but looking at you guys was pretty startling as well. Did you have to dig deep for these costumes, or is this just a regular Friday?
I just went over to my mother's house, who's 96 next month, and yeah, I just picked from, her wardrobe.
What is this referred to as? Is this a house coat? What is this exactly?
Yeah, like a house dress.
A house dress?
That's what she called them, house
okay.
dress.
Okay. Well,
she always wore a turtleneck with it because she didn't want her neck to be seen, and so...
Oh, because she didn't want her neck to be seen.
Yes.
I see, because
that would
be a sign of old age.
And to keep her warm, yeah.
Okay.
So.
Well, you wear it well.
Thank you.
How about for the rest of you?
The Golden Girls.
The Golden Girls.
The Golden Girls.
Oh, very nice.
This is just fun Friday for me.
Is it a particular Golden Girl, or?
I am the Golden Girl.
you embody all of them, yes.
That's right.
Very nice. Well, this is... I really have to come back because I some of you I haven't met, and I really need to meet you in your natural state rather than
yes.
in your this
yes.
advanced age.
Yes.
How about for you guys? Where did you find your outfits?
I just got a collection. We first grade teachers always have to have a bin of yes. fun things, so we collect things,
dress
we dress up,
yes.
lots of fun things.
Yep. I stole my grandma's nightgown.
Your grandma, does she know that you stole her nightgown?
Maybe.
I hit the DI.
So did I.
Oh, DI.
DI
yeah.
is an awesome place.
Yeah.
The makeup, I hesitate to say this, but the makeup is a key component.
Blue.
It really, really brings out and the stockings. I can't stop looking at the stockings. The ankle stockings with the low heels and the skirt. Really, it's...
And the red
it's,
face.
It's quite an
my
ensemble.
My makeup took me back to my 80s times.
I also love that not only are you wearing glasses,
yes.
but you have glasses on a chain around your
yes,
neck.
Yes, I have
now, the key component to this would be to also say, where are my glasses? I can't find
exactly.
my glasses.
Exactly. I never can.
When you have two of them on your person.
Exactly.
Yeah. It clearly pearls are also.
Yes.
I don't know where else.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, the 100 days of school, I really love that you are highlighting this because I think we're always looking at the next day. We're always moving forward. We forget to look back at the progress that we've made.
Mm-hmm.
And I would guess, I've never taught first grade, but I would guess that teaching first grade, you really get to see a lot of progress from the kids
yes.
over those 100 days.
Yes.
Can you tell me about day one in comparison with day 100?
Well, they wouldn't be sitting like this on day one.
Yeah, it's clear you have some very effective routines down.
Yes.
No question about that.
When they come to us, they're just really little kindergartners. They're really still kindergartners. And now they've blossomed into students, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I was looking at their journals from first day to now and just the growth. It's so fun. First grade is so fun. I don't think you've any other grade you can see the growth that you do in first grade. They're reading, they're writing.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Another thing you notice is the confidence. They come in crying. They don't want to leave their moms. And now they can't wait to come into school.
Yeah. And I love, that's such a key element of what you accomplish as first grade teachers is teaching them to be at school, giving them that confidence, that sense of efficacy, like, hey, I belong at school.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to do this, and now I do because my
yeah.
teacher helped me learn how to do that.
Yeah, awesome.
That's wonderful. Well, I'm super impressed I love this activity, and I really should have busted out my readers, you know. I'll put my readers on for the rest of the time. I'm going to go do something this weekend to feel young, you know.
Me too.
I've got to, maybe I'll go clubbing, you know, this weekend. I've got to, yeah. Well, you're all fabulous. Thank you so much for letting me take time with you.
Thank you.
And
and remember, we tell parents that we will only believe half of what we hear if they promise to only believe half of what they hear.
I think that's a fair bargain. I really think it is.
That's our motto.
Yes. Believe half of what you hear.
Right.
Well, you heard it here first at Silvercrest. Thank you very much for creating such a wonderful environment and for letting me take some time this morning.
Thank you.
Stay with us when we come back. Students answer the age-old question, when is a person really old?
Hello, I'm Tracy Miller, president of the Jordan School District Board of Education. There are 7 members on the Board of Education, 1 in each voting district. We are committed to listening and serving our constituents as we work together to provide the best possible learning environment for the students we serve. As members of the Jordan Board of Education, we believe it is our duty and responsibility to increase student achievement, provide parents with the choices they deserve and desire, recognize and reward quality in educators, empower school leaders through policy governance and professional development, and communicate with the public, legislators, business leaders, cities, and parents. We invite you to get to know the board member who represents you in your voting district, and please join us at our monthly board meeting held on the 4th Tuesday of every month, or listen from the comfort of your home on our live stream. For more information and to find your board member, visit jordandistrict.org. With parent and community input and support, we will continue our work to give students every opportunity to succeed in Jordan District schools and beyond. Thank you for your support. We look forward to seeing you soon.
As first grade students are assembling here, we're looking at people in house coats and curlers. There are a lot of canes. And glasses are a key component. Oh, and there's some gray facial hair, too. Lots of gray facial hair. So you guys are celebrating 100 days of school?
Yes!
By dressing up to be 100?
Yes!
Okay, so tell me, how do you like my old man costume? Is it pretty good? Raise your hand if you want to tell Doug something about my old man costume. What makes it an old man costume?
It has a tie.
Oh, so wearing a tie kind of makes me look like an old man. Is that right? Okay. My white hair. Did the spray work? Can you see the real color of my hair?
Yes.
Okay, my hair didn't always used to be white. It used to be a different color, that's right. Raise your hand and somebody tell me about the oldest person that you know. Who is the oldest person you know?
Great-grandpa.
And how old is your great-grandpa?
94.
94. And are there some things he does that only old people do?
Watch TV.
He watches TV? Does he watch a lot of TV?
Yeah, he does.
He does, huh? So what kinds of shows does he like, do you know? Old movies. Does he ever watch Matlock? No Matlock. Okay. All right. How about you? Who's the oldest person you know?
My dad.
Your dad? And how old is your dad?
47.
Does he do some things that make him seem old? What are some things that he does?
He does push-ups, I think.
He does push-ups. I think that makes him seem young. Are push-ups for old people, kind of?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. That's all right. You tell me, how old is old? How old does a person have to be before you think, you know, that person's old? How old? Tell me, how old?
Could be like 100 years old.
If they're 100, they're old? If they're younger than that, they're not old yet? Okay, that's good. That makes me feel better. Okay. How about you? How old is does a person have to be before they're old?
60.
Once you're 60, you're old.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not there yet. That's good. How about you? How old?
200?
Yeah. Oh, I'll never be old. I will never be old. That feels great. What is your name?
Hudson.
And Hudson, how did you pick out your outfit?
I just looked at it and it seemed like it would be for an old man, so.
What about it makes it seem like old man? Is it because it's gray?
Yeah.
And it matches the makeup that you have on. You have big, bushy gray eyebrows and a big, bushy gray goatee. Tell me about who did your makeup?
My grandma.
Oh, your grandma did. And what did you think when you saw yourself in the mirror?
I thought I looked pretty old.
You do look pretty cool, and you look pretty old. So tell me, you also sprayed your hair white?
Like a gray spray.
Oh, okay. So are you going to take a picture and then make sure you have a copy of that picture you can look at many years from now to see if this is what you actually end up looking like when you're older?
Maybe.
The wrinkles. I just noticed the wrinkles. You also have wrinkles painted on. Oh, now wait a minute. Is that gray hair in your ears?
Yeah.
Wow, that is a nice touch. That really brings the whole thing together. Very nicely done.
You look like old people.
I look like old. What makes me look like an old person?
You have white hair.
I have white hair? Yeah, I do.
And freckles everywhere.
And freckles everywhere. So my skin, my hair. But other than that, I look pretty young, right? Okay. Tell me, how old do you think I am?
You're 25.
200?
200? 200? Well, if I were 200, wouldn't I talk a little bit more like this? Really, you think I'm 200, huh? How old do you think I am?
50.
50?
Yeah.
That's pretty close. Actually, I'm old enough that 50 sounds really good right now.
Hey, are you the president?
I know how old you are.
I'm not the president, 56? But God bless America.
Are you the president of the United States?
No, I'm not the president of the United States. Tell me, who is the oldest person you know?
My Grandma Ruth.
Your Grandma Ruth? How old is your Grandma Ruth?
I can't remember because on her next birthday, she's going to be 100 years old.
She's going to be 100 years old on her next birthday. Wow. So what are some things about your Grandma Ruth? What can you tell me about her?
She loved her dogs.
She loves her dogs?
Mm-hmm. And she has grandkids.
She has grandkids. Does she have some great grandkids too?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty awesome. Is there something that your grandma does with you or that she makes for you that you really like?
Yeah, cookies. She makes cookies.
What kind of cookies does she make?
I kind of don't remember.
Can you tell me your name?
Squeaky.
Ethan, tell me about your costume. It looks really great. What are you wearing and what did you bring?
I have the same walking stick as my teacher.
Oh yeah, your teacher does have that same walking stick. Tell me about the clothes you're wearing.
This.
Oh, that's a hat with some gray hair attached to it.
Yeah, and I have these kind of glasses.
Oh yeah, look at those glasses. Where did you get those glasses?
Got it from like costume that we found on our computer.
Okay, and tell me about your outfit.
I'm a 100-year-old vest, and this is a coat that my mom put on, and here's a 100-year-old scarf.
I think you look fantastic. Even your shoes kind of look like old person shoes a little bit. Yeah, I like it. If your old person that you're dressed up as had a name, what would his name be?
Paul.
Okay, very cool. Tell me the favorite thing you've learned or been able to do in those 100 days. What have you loved about the first 100 days of first grade? Right back here in the orange shirt.
Play guess who?
Play guess who? Are you pretty good at guess who?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. How about you? And the suspenders here. Yes, sir. Lunch. You like lunch?
Yeah. And
which lunch? What do you like for lunch?
Macaroni and cheese. And
that's my favorite. I went to a school on Monday just so I could have macaroni and cheese. Okay, what's your favorite thing about the first 100 days of school?
Math.
Math. What do you like about math?
That I count on and pick the bigger number.
Awesome. That's great. I love that you love math.
To be with friends.
To be with friends. That's a really important part of school. How about you?
Math.
Math? What do you love about math?
So we can, everything.
I like reading because I like reading books.
What do you like, what type of books do you like to read most?
Eric Horror.
Horror books?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, cool. Thanks for joining us on another episode of the Supercast. Remember, education is the most important thing you'll do today. We'll see you out there.